All right, I am here with Blake Gurney. So Blake, I kind of want to focus on like the technology and the advancements in like the camera, kind of how that's progressed over kind of I guess your lifetime. So like where do you recall kind of seeing the first cameras?
Most of my friends, we all probably people would tend to have like one camera in their household. And that would usually be just for like documenting like big events in our lives, kind of a thing, just to like have those memories when we would get older. They were usually nothing really fancy though, nothing, you know, like they are today. As I got older, saw more people have like digital cameras and things like that. But if I would ever see like nice cameras when I was a kid, they would mostly be for people through their professions, whether they were working for a newspaper, like getting big pictures for a story, or people like from our newspaper taking pictures for like sports games or watching like pro athletes and things on TV. But Nothing really crazy was as far as let's see.
Yeah, kind of going off that, how do you feel like it has influenced society today, having the amount of cameras that we do versus like when you were growing up?
I'd say it definitely leads to like a little bit of less freedom. When I was a kid, I feel like you weren't like getting documented all the time. Like my mom would always say, remember, someone's always watching you, whether you know it or not. And while that was like kind of like ha-ha funny true because we knew a lot of people back home, like now I feel like it's really true because you can always be monitored based on like what you search, what you're looking at, you know, things of that nature. So like it kind of takes away that freedom, but it also provides a sense of safety too. So it's kind of like a give and take situation, but I feel like it's kind of good for both ways.
How do you think that is going to affect how we look at our past now versus maybe how we used to look at it?
I feel like it can bring in like a more cemented vision of what our past was, because now that you have so much more physical information or physical like tangible evidence, it almost becomes more like straight information instead of stuff being debated like old history can be nowadays. It gives you like a firm grasp of like what reality is, kind of a thing, rather than just like what other people perceive it to be. And that firm evidence can give people more more confidence, whether it's with stuff they're learning or things they want to learn, things of that nature.
Do you think that cameras are like vital to expressing like today's world?
Yeah, I'd definitely say cameras can provide an instrumental role, especially in a, you know, cameras can help you like see things that you would have never thought about before. Like if you're like me, you grew up in a small town, you wouldn't necessarily think about like places on different sides of the world. Cameras can provide you an opportunity to see those places and understand those places more, which is cool because like you always think of the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words. Well, this can give you a chance to really understand different cultures and immerse yourself in those. But I also hope that like, well, we have all these pictures at our fingertips, we still don't lose like our sense of curiosity, because you want people to be able to go out and learn on their own and just not take other people's word for it, because it's part of us, or our duty is like being ourselves, to push ourselves and go find new things. I think it's important to not just take other people's word for it. Like you need to have that curiosity to go out and learn, but cameras do provide that opportunity to kind of see the world in a bigger light and know that you're kind of like just a small piece of all that.
Do you see any limitations with this technology, or I guess limitations versus like the advantages?
I feel like sometimes as kids, you should be able to do what you want and kind of like experience life as you go, and not everything should be documented. But I also think there also is no substitute for safety, and if people can find more ways to keep people safe, that's very valuable too. Just like being a father kind of a thing, I think it's very important to keep people safe, because like I would die, or like I couldn't handle if my kids got hurt, kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So I need to know that like there is that safety and that protection, which I think is great. But I also think people should have that ability to have that freedom to be themselves for a while and not be monitored all the time. So it's kind of like it's a give and take, like I said earlier. But ultimately safety is very important too, which I think is something you can't really substitute for.
What kind of opportunities do you think might be out there, if you can think of any, that we might be able to take this technology?
Oh man, wouldn't it be cool to like think about like with VR? I know I've played with those before. You kind of like look around and you can see everything. It'd be cool to think like if you could almost like help people that have like different problems with like vision, maybe with like depth perception or like maybe near farsightedness, that they could actually get like a clear view of things that are far off or closer, like almost recorrecting like sight problems. I think that'd be really crazy. Or even like helping people who are blind, like maybe like if you can somehow work their optic lens so they can like see those things that are generated from outside through the virtual reality that actually like scans the outside and like brings that vision to their eye. Thinking about like the opportunities that could come from something like that would be crazy. I don't know if that could really happen, but that'd be a cool thought.
Yeah, good concept. Right on. Well, thanks, Gurn.
Yeah, thank you very much.